Okay, why is it so hard to accept advice or tips from your spouse, your family members, or maybe even your close friends? Like, you know they mean well, but you can't help but brush it off or even get a little bit mad about it. Well, there's some science behind it, so let's talk about it. This is the Solitude and Single Track podcast, and I'm your host, Zoe Anderson. And today, we are going to talk about accepting advice from partners. This was mainly for the ladies, because I know a lot of women who struggle with this, but it's actually for anybody who can relate to this. So say you're out riding and you find yourself struggling on an obstacle, or maybe you're trying to learn a new skill and you're just having a rough time, and your partner comes up to you and they offer advice, and all it does is piss you off. Have you ever been there? I know I have. And then maybe a couple weeks later, you're doing the same thing. Somebody else that's not your partner, somebody completely new to the situation, comes up, offers you the same exact advice. And you're like, oh, wow, I've never thought of that before. I've never heard that. And your partner's sitting there like, what the hell? I literally just told you that and you didn't listen to me. This happens all the time. And I know I do this to my husband, Taylor, who on all levels is a much better rider than I am. Yet there are so many occasions where I ignore his advice or I get upset about him trying to be helpful and giving me writing critique that's actually pretty good. Besides maybe not being in the best state of mind at the time of the unsolicited advice, there may be more psychological reasoning for it. And at first, I just kind of thought it was me and, for lack of better terms, thought maybe I'm just a bitch. But at my very first women's only riding clinic, I talked to some other women riders who shared they also had a similar issue with their spouse, where they would either share advice to their spouse who would in turn get upset, or they would receive advice from their spouse and they would brush it off as well. And that got me thinking, well, I guess it's not just me. Do more women feel like this? As it turns out, it's not just women. It's all of us. According to an article from Psychology Today, this is a natural occurring phenomenon, and it's not always just a partner. This is your close friends, your family members, anybody in your circle. We tend to resist advice from them, and there's a couple different reasons for that. The number one reason is an adaptation to the familiar. Similar to how if you live in a really, really pretty spot, these beautiful, picturesque views can become normal and monotonous to you. Like, I live in Oregon, and every day I get to look at Mount Hood, and I get to look at all these beautiful foothills and trees and all this beautiful stuff, and somebody from, like, the Midwest in a flatter state, like Ohio, they might come here, and they're like, oh my god, this is gorgeous. Like, your grocery stores have these beautiful views, and I have nothing. And it's normal to me to see all this stuff. There is less novelty in our spouse's opinion than there is from an outside source. And that's not because we don't love our spouses or we don't love our friends and family. We're just not as interested or engaged in what they have to say. And it's simply because we're used to them. They're familiar. So we kind of take for granted the things that they have to say. Another reason is a form of denial. And sometimes we just aren't ready to pick up the advice at that time. I recently listened to an episode from Angelisa Edwards' Brat Babes podcast where she talks about being in a coachable mindset. And that kind of inspired me to dig into this topic here. Sometimes we are just simply not in a coachable mindset. And that combined with the fact that somebody much closer to us is trying to give us advice makes it much more difficult to accept it, and we brush it off or we get upset. Maybe we don't even think that what they're offering is helpful, and we are in denial that that advice is warranted or relevant to the situation at hand, and that's when we get pissed off and get upset, and it causes, you know, a little bit of an argument. I know that my husband always means well when he's trying to coach me. Whether I asked for the coaching or not, he's trying to be helpful. And I have never been good at taking advice from him. Not when we're writing, not in playing music, not any time have I ever been good at taking advice from him. And I'm sure he'll vouch for that. And sometimes when he tells me to try something, I don't always feel like he understands my personal struggles in trying to tackle that obstacle, whatever it may be. When we're writing, I am a much shorter, weaker, and lighter writer than he is. So sometimes when he gives me advice, I don't feel like he understands that my struggles in riding are different from how he rides. My style of riding has to be different because I'm a different person. I'm built differently. For example, he was helping me with my pivot turns on my 300 one day, and he suggested that I move in some way at the same time that I let my clutch out, some way that would get my weight redistributed and get my front wheel off the ground easier. He was just trying to give me a tip. And it seemed super simple to him. But to me, there were some more things going on in the background. One, I'm just learning. And adding more stuff is just complicating it. B, I am a good 6 inches shorter and significantly lighter than he is. I'm already struggling, and the way he was suggesting that I move seemed absolutely impossible at that time. And honestly, the reason that I was so hesitant to accept that advice, as good as it was, is because I know that he has the advantage of size over me, and sometimes I glaze over his advice because of that. A lot of the times it is really good advice, but we get this mental block with these preconceived notions about the person giving advice. Kind of like, say, a friend who has a reputation for not being able to stay in a relationship for very long tries to give you relationship advice in your long-term relationship. You are much less likely to accept the advice from that friend who has not been able to maintain a relationship for more than 6 months in the last 10 years because it doesn't seem like they're very good at relationships. Same thing for my husband. I have a hard time accepting certain advice from him because he's a bigger person than me, and sometimes I don't feel like it's relevant in my learning. So, how do we solve this? Because not only do I want to be a more coachable person, but I also want to be a better spouse and a better friend and a better person in general. So I want to change that about myself. I know that it takes a good deal of effort for somebody to give advice at all, and it can be really disheartening to have someone just throw it away like it's trash. And it's okay to accept bits and pieces and apply it as you can. Like, you don't have to take every bit of advice. Just like when you're a kid and your parents are getting you to try a new food, you just take a little piece, you chew on it, and you kind of decide what you think about it. Like, I like the salad, but maybe I could use less arugula. And how many times have you given a friend advice just for them to say, yeah, okay, whatever, and just have it be an utter waste of your time? I know that's happened to me. And it sucks on both sides. Sometimes the advice that we receive was never requested. Unsolicited advice can be rather annoying, unhelpful, and actually kind of aggravating. So let's take a step back and look at why people tend to give unsolicited advice at all. Because there are reasons that somebody could be giving you advice without your asking, and it's up to you to determine why and how you respond to that. Often when it comes to our spouses and our friends, they are offering advice to be helpful. They may think that what they have to offer would work in your situation. They assume that they can help you come up with a strategy, or maybe they're even excited to share something that helped them, thinking it would be a perfect fit to help you too. Sometimes in the heat of the moment, it's difficult to see that the advice you're being given is not in any way a judgment to you or your skills to ride, and instead it's a friendly gesture or a genuine attempt to help. Now keep in mind, I am specifically talking about your partner, spouse, close friends, family members' advice. I'm not talking about advice from random men on the internet who don't always have good intentions and, you know, can be a little bit narcissistic. I think that the best way to react to ill-received advice from a friend or spouse is to just remain calm. Respond with an I feel statement, a statement that's not accusatory or demeaning towards them. Something like, I feel like your advice is not very helpful for me at this moment. Or even, I am feeling overstimulated. Can you please help me get out of this situation instead of giving me advice right now? I struggle with this greatly. So this is something I am striving to work on when I ride. I tend to get flustered pretty quick, and sometimes hearing advice just complicates my situation, and I blow up from overstimulation. And the best thing we can do is set boundaries. Ask your partner or your friend to ask before offering advice and say, hey, I have a really good tip that might help you hit that tire. Do you mind if I share it with you? Asking permission to someone in a situation when they're struggling may be more helpful than just giving them the advice and blurting it out. You know, it may or may not be taken with grace. On the flip side of this, I think that we all should be more mindful about giving advice when it wasn't asked for. I tend to extend my thoughts to my friends often, and never is it in bad nature, but I'm just feeling like I'm relating to them better, or I genuinely think what I have to say will help them. But sometimes they just want somebody to be there and listen, and they don't want the advice. So next time, challenge yourself. Next time you find yourself about to blabber up some advice to a friend when they didn't exactly ask for your thoughts, maybe step back and say, would you like advice or a tip? Or do you want me to listen? And this doesn't have to be with writing either. I think it's just a good practice for all situations to maintain healthy relationships. Well, that's all I've got for you today. Thank you for everybody who listens. It means the world to me that people tune in regularly. I'm still working on this whole thing, and that being said, I am asking for your opinions and advice. If you have any ideas for something that you'd like to hear me talk about, or you'd like to hear from me, questions for me, or even your opinion on any of these episodes, feel free to DM me on Instagram at solitudeandsingletrack or at anderson.adventures. I will link them in the show notes, or send me an email, zoe@andersonelite services.com. I'm going to link all of that in the show notes, so feel free to reach out anytime. Until next time, guys.